Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat, 696 and a half, up 2.5. March, 698, up 1.5. Soft December wheat, 644 and three quarters, up 2.5. March, 653 and three quarters, now a half, up 1. December corn, 414 and three quarters, up 2.75. July, 439, up 2.25. January soybeans, 1279 and three quarters, down 7.75, now down 8. July, 1250, down 5. December soybean meal, 410.60, down 5.20. December soybean oil, $40, down 11 cents. December live cattle, 131.57 and a half, down 32 and a half. November feeders, 164.52 and a half, down 32 and a half. And December lean hogs are 85.37 and a half, and they're down 22 and one half. A quick programming note, I had an opportunity last week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention to ask USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack for the potential of passage of a new five-year farm bill before the end of the year. He gave an extended answer on the subject, and we will have that this afternoon on the Closing Market Report, which gets underway at 2:06.
Support comes from Global Commodity Analytics, now taking reservations for upcoming seminars in Illinois and Indiana. December 2nd in Lafayette, Indiana and Monticello, Illinois, and December 3rd in Jacksonville. Meals provided, reservations required, seating is limited. Contact Mike Zuzulo at 866-471-2588.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
We keep thinking that the potential is there, although we've gone sideways for a considerable period of time in soybeans. The potential is there that maybe the market is getting ready for another leg down?
Well, you know, Dave, that's a very good question. But, you know, fundamentally, the beans are neutral territory. They're neither an attractive buy or sell right at this point in time when you look at the charts. We have seemed to find support in the Jan beans down. You know, we look for support to come in around the 1275 mark. We look for resistance coming in about the 1305 mark. So, you know, it sort of seems caught in a trading range until we break something loose here. We're seeing tremendously good planting progress made in South America. We're seeing tremendously, good weather down there, and we're seeing tremendously good sales of U.S. soybeans. In fact, some more announced this morning. So all that with a very front-end, heavily loaded export program going on with China right now, it keeps us up in the air trying to decide what will happen.
I think about things on the horizon like this debate about trans fat and what it means for soybean oil, for example.
Well, it's not good for soybean oil, of course, Dave. I mean, basically, but, you know, we've already really done a good majority of this bill on our own because trans fats were being fought at the fast food level here and trying to be changed here for the last 3 to 4 years. So, it is not a good thing. It's sort of like the ethanol mandate being cut back. It still looks like it will be profitable to make ethanol past the mandate this year, but down the road it just doesn't give you that good feeling.
So are you in the camp that we're going to continue to go sideways in soybeans pending South America crop, or do you potentially see the potential there for soybeans to start leaking more air quicker?
I look for soybeans to probably be under pressure a little later on, Dave. You know, we're within 5% of the crop being harvested this year. The farmers have been pretty resilient. once they put it in their bin of leaving it there this year. And I think that as long as the crush margins stay good and the export demand stays strong here and as heavily front-loaded as it is, we're going to have trouble getting this bean market to fall out of bed, at least for another, at least till after between the Christmas and Thanksgiving time period here. We're going to probably stay somewhat strong and above the 1275 mark.
Let's turn our attention to corn, and that has been a slow-leaking tire, has it not?
You know, we've just got an awful lot of corn. We've got some fairly good demand here right now. We have picked up some export business we didn't think we had. We've got a lot of people trying to second-guess and say that our pipeline was even more empty than what we thought it was at the end of the year and everything about it. But there is no good story until we get into some sort of weather problems about this corn market. It's big. It'll probably get bigger as big crops get bigger. And, you know, we just have to hope that we can, at lower prices, generate some good demand out there. But in all honesty, we're more a person that wants to sell some rallies in this corn market here rather than buy dips.
Yeah, how much of a sell on a rally, how much up do you need to see a dime?
Well, we'd sure like to.
Just saying. South Korea tendering for 210,000 tons of corn. We also, I mean, we keep thinking that we're cheap enough, and we have seen a lot of exports. But then you look at the Ukraine, and they continue to undercut our prices. It is amazing that they're still able to have offered corn at least a couple, $3 cheaper a ton.
You know, they're in this market to sell. They need the cash flow, and they're coming at it a little harder and a little stronger than we are at this point in time. But we are the reliable grocery store in the world, and basically along the way our loading capacity and everything is going to help us stay competitive with them. Now, where they have the great freight disadvantage to us and shipping to some areas, they're going to, of course, pick up that business until they run out. But all in all, we are going to see some very big corn exports this year with the lower prices. I think that the world's going to take advantage of them. But unfortunately, we need those to keep it so we don't get into a tremendous, tremendous carryout for the next year's crop.
Okay, so what we're looking at then is if there's going to be any really rally in prices, it's going to have to be done on the cash side. The basis is going to have to do the heavy lifting. How optimistic are you that we might see some basis plays between now and the end of the year, essentially given the fact that the producers will put the lock on the door?
You know, I don't think the basis levels on corn are going to rally too much until between now and then. We know that a lot of farmers do have some January corn book. They know they'll try to do that. But we do look for the basis to stay firm and probably gain 5 to 10, probably 5 cents between now and the end of the year.
Well, I want to make my corn at $5. How do I get to $5?
You're going to have to do a lot of day trading, Dave.
Wow. So we're in a sideways to lower trending market, and all kidding aside, seriously, it seems to me that we really are beginning to look at the 2014 planting season already and the issues surrounding that given these prices. What do you tell your producers?
I think that we have priced some 2014 corn. We're going to look on, you know, some sort of weather rallies. We will see some pops that way to probably be a little more aggressive pricing, a little more, Dave. And unfortunately, it's going to probably be under $5.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 6.95¾, up 1¾. March, 6.97¾, up 1¼. December is 6.44, up 1¾. March, 6.53, up 0.5. December corn trading 4.14¼, up 2¼, now up 2. July, 4.38¼, up 1½. January soybeans, 12.78¼, down 9¼. July, 12.48¾, down 6¼. December soybean meal, 409.20, down 6.60, now down 6.50, now down 6.60. December soybean oil, 39.98, down 13 cents. December live cattle, 131.60, down 30. November feeder cattle, 164.52.5 down 32.5. And December lean hogs are 85.67.5. They're up 7.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.